KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Taking a look at area sports from Friday in track and field action at the Winterset Invitational and boys team scoring. Des Moines Christian took first place with 122.2 points. Earlham was second with 111. Panorama was third with 80 points. Rounding out to fourth through seventh place was Grinnell, Winterset, Carlisle, and Clark. Orient Maxburg placed eighth with 23 points at that event in boys team scoring. In girls' action, Pella took first place, Earlham was second, Indianola third, Panorama was fourth with 70, Des Moines Christian fifth, Winterset sixth, Clark was seventh, and Orient Maxburg was in eighth place with 10 points. And at the Waukee Track and Field Invitational, in boys scoring only, it was Waukee in first place with 178 points, Roosevelt second, Ankeny was third, Norwalk was fourth, Fort Dodge fifth, Indianola sixth, Dallas Center Grimes seventh, and Council Bluffs TJ placed eighth with 20 points. In golf action, in boys golf, it was Tri-Center over Underwood, 193 to 194, with Tri-Center with the best score. The medalist for that event was Wes Zimmerman of Tri-Center, who shot a 44. Runner-up was Nathan Benson of Underwood, who shot a 46. The trainer boys beat Riverside with a best low score of 165 to 203. Medalist for that event was Brad Bailey of Trainer, who shot a 37. Runner-up was Cole Chaplin of Trainer, who shot a 41. In girls' golf action, Trainer was a winner over Riverside. Trainer scored 199. The Riverside score was not available this morning. Medalist for that event was Anna Hildebrand of Riverside, who shot a 43. Runner-up was Ashley Bailey of Trainer, who shot a 45. And Underwood defeated Tri-Center in girls' golf, 195 to 225. It was Erica Casson of Underwood, the medalist, who shot a 44. Runner-up Emily Roan of Tri-Center, who shot a 47. Elsewhere in sports, Iowa plans to wear throwback uniforms from the 1920s during next season's home opener against Iowa State. The Hawkeyes will wear uniforms resembling those of their 1921 and 22 teams, which both went 7-0. Iowa will wear gold helmets with gray face masks and gold pants. The jerseys will be black with white numbers and no names, and the Hawkeyes will also wear black socks and shoes. The Kinnick Stadium opener on September the 8th will mark just the third time Iowa has worn those throwback-style uniforms. 40-year-old heavyweight Rulon Gardner has ended his comeback bid one day before the U.S. Olympic team trials. Gardner didn't show up for a weigh-in on Friday in Coralville and ended his quest. USA Wrestling did not disclose details or a reason. Gardner won the gold medal in Sydney back in 2000 and a bronze in Athens 8 years ago. He added nearly 200 pounds, though, after retiring from wrestling. But a stint on the NBC reality show The Biggest Loser convinced him to give wrestling one final shot. Gardner told the Associated Press 2 weeks ago that he was roughly 25 pounds heavier than the 264.5 pounds limit for his weight class. He acknowledged then that it might be difficult to make weight by Friday. In baseball news, Lance Lynn allowed only an inside-the-park homer to Alex Presley in 7 innings, leading the St. Louis Cardinals to a 4-1 victory over the Pittsburgh Pirates on Friday night, the first of a 3-game set. The second continues today at 5:10 this evening as your pregame. Presley led off the bottom of the first yesterday with a drive off the top center field fence. It was just the Pirates' second inside-the-parker at PNC Park since it opened in 2001. Filling in nicely for injured ace Chris Carpenter, Lynn gave up 4 hits. He walked 1 and struck out 4. He's won each of his starts this season and compiled a 1.42 ERA, while Carpenter has been on the DL with a nerve problem in his pitching shoulder. Lynn pitched primarily in relief last season as a rookie when St. Louis won the World Series. He also scored the go-ahead run on Carlos Beltran's two-out single in the fifth inning off of Charlie Morton. Elsewhere in the National League, where the Cincinnati Reds claimed their 10,000th win as a franchise by ripping the Chicago Cubs 9-4. Drew Stubbs had three hits and three RBIs to support Homer Bailey, who allowed just one earned run over seven innings for his first win of the year. The Cubs have dropped six in a row and are 3-11, tying them with San Diego for baseball's worst record. Ross Detweiler combined with three relievers on a four-hitter in Washington's 2-0 shutout of Florida, sending the Marlins' four-game winning streak. Or rather, ending the four-game winning streak. Rick Ankiel went 3-for-3 with a solo homer and two runs scored as the Nationals improved to an NL East leading 11-4. The Dodgers are league best 11-3 after Matt Kemp socked his eighth homer of the season to lead Los Angeles past Houston 3-1. Kemp's two-run blast in the first inning was enough support for Ted Lilly, who held the Astros to a run and four hits in six innings. Brian McMahon hit a two-run homer and Freddie Freeman hit a pair of RBI doubles as Atlanta hammered Arizona 9-1. Brandon Beachy allowed four hits in seven and a third innings for the shutout for the Braves, who scored 42 runs in their last four games. Also in the National League, Colorado beat Milwaukee 4-3 on Michael Cudjer's RBI single in the ninth inning. Todd Helton homered for the second time this season, and Troy Tulowitzki had a single and an RBI double for the Rockies. San Francisco blew a 3-0 lead before beating the New York Mets 4-3 on Hector Sanchez's run-scoring single in the 10th. Former Met Angel Pagan homered for the Giants, while Jason Bay and Kirk Nieuwenhuis went deep for New York. And Juan Pierre hit a go-ahead two-run single in the 7th, an inning before Shane Victorino added a solo homer in Philadelphia's 4-1 win at San Diego. Cole Hamels allowed a run and six hits in six innings, leaving him 4-0 with a 0.60 ERA in those last four starts against the Padres. Over in the American League, the Boston Red Sox had more than 200 former players on hand as they celebrated the 100th anniversary of Fenway Park Friday afternoon and leave it to the Yankees to spoil the party. Both Alex Rodriguez and Derek Jeter moved up baseball's all-time lists while helping the Yanks beat the Bo Sox 6-2. Rodriguez smacked his 631st home run, moving him ahead of Ken Griffey Jr. for fifth on the all-time list and putting him within 29 of Willie Mays. Jeter moved into 18th place on the hits list with his 3,111th, surpassing David Winfield. Eric Chavez smacked two of the Yankees' five home runs off of loser Clay Buchholz one night after the Bombers homered four times against Minnesota. Ivan Nova improved to 3-0 by limiting the Red Sox to two runs on seven hits in six innings. Also in the American League, Josh Willingham stretched his season-opening hitting streak to 14 games with a go-ahead three-run double in the seventh of Minnesota's 5-4 win at Tampa Bay. Willingham is one shy of tying Kirby Puckett's team record for the longest hitting streak to start a season, which was set in 1994. Toronto turned its first triple play in 33 years, but the Blue Jays needed Jose Bautista's RBI single in the eighth to beat Kansas City 4-3 and send the Royals to their eighth straight loss. The Angels' three-game skid is over after Howie Kendrick's three hits and three RBIs led a 6-3 win over Baltimore. Brian Matus for the Orioles suffered his 12th straight loss in that game. Adam Dunn homered and had five RBIs in leading the Chicago White Sox past the Mariners 7-3 in Seattle. Jack Hanahan had three RBIs, including a tie-breaking two-run double in Cleveland's 4-3 win at Oakland. And Texas was rained out in Detroit, forcing the Tigers and Rangers to play a day-night doubleheader on Saturday. That would be today. That's a check of sports for this hour here on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.